Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep my
faith. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Then why we need you now?
Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
This is
everything.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Why the depression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. No longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo-wop, bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good-ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. Now mess with the light. Look at
Luciano
from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes, Jesus.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy
home. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times, You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need...
Joke. We'll be getting started over on YouTube in just a little bit. I just wanted to check in and see who is 599. Area code 317-599. Who is that?
That's me.
John?
That's me. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, man. Man, let me send you the link real quick.
Okay.
This is the bottom bum ba bum bottom bum ba bum 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 bum. Music is all we got. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. So we might as well give it all we got. This is the bum bum ba dum ba dum bum ba dum bum bum bum. Music is all we got. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. So we might as well give it all we got. You already know. Listen. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the serpent. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy can't hurt me. I gym my mini so early. I got the teller early. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the serpent. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy can't hurt me. I just might make me some early. I got better like real early. I'm like you say no swirly. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the vermin. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy won't hurt me. I just might make me some early. I got better like real early. I'm like you say no swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way. That don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got. This is the ba-dum bum ba bum ba-dum bum ba bum 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 bum. Music is all we got. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. We might as well give it all we got. This is the bum bum ba dum ba dum bum ba dum bum bum bum. Music is all we got. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. So we might as well give it all we got. You already know. Listen. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the serpent. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy can't hurt me. I gym my mini so early. I got the teller early. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the serpent. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy can't hurt me. I just might make me some early. I got better like real early. I'm like you say no swirly. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the vermin. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy won't hurt me. I just might make me some early. I got better like real early. I'm like you say no swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way. That don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day,
music is all we got. This is the bottom bum ba bum. Bottom bum ba bum. Bum bum bum. Music is all we got. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. So we might as well give it all we got. This is the bottom bum ba dum. Bottom bum ba dum. Music is all we got, oh yeah, 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 yeah. So we might as well give it all we got. You already know. Listen. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the serpent. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy can't hurt me. I did my minutes early. I got the teller early. I did my. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the serpent. That's that holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me the goofy can't hurt me. I did my mammy so early. I got that teller early. I'm like you say no swirly. I get my word from the sermon. I do not talk to the vermin. That's that.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
Well, good evening. We are here. We are live, direct, coming to you from wherever the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio studios is. I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe, and I'm excited as always to be here with you tonight. God has given us another day to do his work. Okay, let's see here. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember, we are still in the pandemic, and even if we wasn't in one, it would be a great idea to always take you a little bit of vitamin C, some zinc. Get you some B12, eat you some peanuts, some raisins, fruit, vegetables, and of course, drink you some H2SO water. That's right, get you a little bit of that water. It you know, it makes you feel good. It'll help flush out the bile. Come on now. I know it's summer now. A lot of people is out there barbecuing ribs, things like that, hot links and stuff like that. You might want to, at least with the meal, you might want to just drink a little bit of, not even a little bit, drink as much water as you can, you know. But I know you probably want to a Sprite or a Pepsi, you know what I mean? You might want, you know, I don't know who drinks diet. If you're drinking Diet Sprite, Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, anything diet, like just get on the altar and repent for your sins. I mean, I don't even drink pop, but when I do, you know, I really don't only drink pop if I have an upset stomach. I'm not going to drink diet, okay? It's going to be the real deal Holyfield. One of my favorite pops is ginger ale. And before I quit drinking pop altogether, I was a big fan of Coke, okay? Coke and ginger ale was like my go-to. Pepsi, I don't know. I wasn't around Pepsi enough, so, you know, I'm just a Coke boy. But, yeah, if he's drinking a diet, tell me why. Because they put in, what they put in? They put NutraSweet and aspartame all in there. Well, I guess the regular thing ain't no better. Well, anyway, thank you and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show tonight. Like the, man, shout out to my girl T Quest. She doing that. She did that. I'm about to get T Quest to do some more promos for me. Listen to T Quest real quick.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps, and the payoff is never cheap.
Come on. Relationship talk never sleeps, and the payoff is never cheap. This tonight's message is brought to you, tonight's topic is brought to you by God is Jack. He's going to bring up on the screen. She had her camera on earlier. I don't know why she took it off. Okay, because the men, they about to go crazy when they see her on camera. That's probably what it is. She don't want the attention. She's trying to stay low-key. That's what it is. But tonight's topic is, are you mature enough? Jazzy told me last week in the show that she's ready to move away from soup or salad. Let's get into the steak and potatoes. Are you mature enough? Now if you really want me to answer the question, I can answer the question right away. None of us are. Come on, I can answer the question right away. None of us are mature enough. You already know I'm on it with the definition. The definition of mature refers to someone or something that is full, grown, or adult, either physically or in terms of behavior and attitude. An example of mature is someone who behaves appropriately and doesn't throw a temper tantrum if he doesn't get his way. I'm conflicted with the if he. I mean, should this be all-inclusive? He or she doesn't get their way. I'm not a grammar person. I don't, you know, I'm not deep on grammar, but I'm just saying a little bit of grammar is off in this statement. Google, you have betrayed me, Google. But let's read that again. It says, the definition of mature refers to someone or something that is full grown or adult, either physically or in terms of behavior and attitude. An example of mature is someone who behaves appropriately and doesn't throw a, he or she doesn't get their way. Agree? Come on, put them in the chat. I want to see you in the chat. Agree to disagree. We talk about just basic maturity. We haven't got into the maturity of a relationship, but basic maturity. You are full grown in a relationship. I mean, as in a relationship, you are full grown. And physically, and in behavior and attitude. You want to know where you can go and see childish behavior out of adults? Matter of fact, get in your car, go driving. Sit at a stoplight a little bit too long. Cut a person off. Well, you being charged about cutting them off, but what they might do. You know, that's childish behavior. Go to a football game, a sporting event. Go to Walmart. Not only will you see childish behavior, but you will see people wearing, grown-ups wearing childish clothes. Okay, I don't even want to get on it. Childish clothes, like pajamas. Okay, I mean, yes. It says have be wise. I don't even want to put this quote, so I won't say it. But I think it talks about something like being innocent as a kid, but still, you know, being an adult. But you know, I might be misquoting that, so I'm not gonna do that. I don't know what Reverend Willie Joyner. I don't know what face that is that he just made, but, yeah, we talk about maturity. Are you mature enough? Because we know in relationships, there's all kind of games being played. And, you know, this is something I've been hearing the past couple of weeks that's really starting to resonate with me. I've been hearing people say, and I listen to it, it's like, you still won't even know a person. You guys have been with them 20, 30 years. Okay, we can definitely do that. Yep, we can do that. Let me pull it up real quick. I'm all about them definitions. Hold on, I'm gonna have to share my screen. Hold on, man. Let me pull up immature. I might just read it up off the phone. Let's do that. Read it right up, read it straight, direct off the phone. immature. Ah, let's see. All right, here we go. We're gonna bring in the crew of the medic. Immature. Wasn't that a group? Immature. I can't even think of the guy's name that was in there. Man, okay, matter of fact, we're about to get this in here right now because I want this on the screen. And I want everybody to see this. And this like here says it comes with definitions from Oxford Languages. Immature. Name some of the songs from the Immature group. Yeah, but I'm going to read it and then I'm going to put it up on there. Immature say not fully developed. Having or showing an emotional or intellectual development appropriate to someone younger is immature sense of humor. Having or showing an emotional or intellectual development, please don't go, is a song for immature. Okay. Having or showing an emotional or intellectual development appropriate to someone younger. All right, I'm about to put this up on the big screen. We need to see this, y'all. This is steak and potatoes. Miss Jazzy said she wants. That's it. We grilling those steak and potatoes with Jazzy. Oh man. It's quite interesting, though, because now I'm about to read a little bit of both of them now. We're going to read a little bit of both of them before I bring them in. So somebody said they said what they said. I'm just saying, I mean, I date nothing but women, and I know what I've been through on the immature side of the game. I mean, We can start at people going through phones. Like, when did that become a thing? Like, man, I mean, I had to say, these things right here. Hold on, let me say this. These things right here has caused so many breakups and divorce. I mean, it is ridiculous. Like, man, whoa. People go through them phones. They find all kind of information out when they go through them phones. You know what I'm saying? We trying to, don't go through the phones. The thing is, the worst part is, I heard of this. I ain't never experienced it, but I heard people say that their folks been going through their phones when they was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks in. I'm like, no, bro, 2 or 3 weeks, is she already going through the phone? He's like, dude, I'm sitting in a recliner like this. And I hear a little chirp, chirp. And somebody all up in my phone talking about, hey, Keisha just text you. She said, hey, big head. I mean, come on, we 2 or 3 weeks in. You know what I'm saying? Maybe my man ain't got Keisha, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he ain't got Keisha, you know, acclimated yet to let her know that, hey, right now I'm in a relationship, so you're going to have to give me 50 feet. Come on, man. Come on, man. Here we go. We got it up on the board. We got it. Claire's in this session. Not fully developed as the adjective. Having or showing an emotional or intellectual development appropriate to someone younger. And going back to the tantrum that he or she didn't mess. Google is something else. Look at this. Maturity is the ability to live up to the, y'all weren't ready for that one. Hold on. Let's get back to this. The definition of mature. refers to someone or something that is full grown or adult, either physically or in terms of behavior and attitude. An example of mature is someone who behaves appropriately and doesn't throw a temper tantrum if he or she doesn't get their way. Come on. Look within yourself and ask the question, are you mature enough? Okay? Meaning that when you first meet an individual, you know how to stay in your lane. Obviously, the young lady that was all up in homie's phone talking about Keisha, Keisha said, hey, big head, she was out of her lane. Come on now, this is dating 101. You got to learn how to stay in your lane. You didn't think this person that you just met, y'all 30. You thinking this person you just met ain't never had sex with nobody, ain't never been with nobody. They just this pristine person. Come on, man, they got kids. So you know they've been knocking them down. Come on, you think you just the only person in their life that they entertain. We talking tonight. I'm going to throw it back up there one more time. I ain't going to read it. You can read it. But I'm just saying, do you think that's what the situation is? So on both sides, men or women, we do ourselves a disservice for trying to think that, you know, there ain't nobody else in the picture. What your job is to be able to, you know, be the only one in the picture. That's a whole other level when you become the only one. You know, because right now, what you're doing, you just like that royal seaman that was able to get away from the others and was able to swim upstream and unite with the egg. You like that royal seaman. You're fighting for a position. You are fighting for a position. And you ain't going to get that position if you're up there looking through the phone talking about, hey, big head. All right, let's go to this. Maturity is the ability to live up to the responsibilities of a love relationship. And this means being dependable. It means keeping your word. It means living in your relationship like your word really means something. Dependability equates with personal integrity. So you already know there's a couple words that I'm going to have to get up out of here. I'm going to have to put some more words on the board so we can define. Let's see. Dependability is one of them. And integrity is up. All right, so while I'm looking for that, let's bring Jazzy and John in, see what they got to say. Good evening, y'all.
Where's Jazzy's on camera? Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I'm about to cry. It's oh, my God, camera, y'all.
We on camera.
Well, I think he's freezing up, John. Freezing up, John. Might get the link and come back in or something to or turn your Wi-Fi off. Oh, it's raining up. Yeah, but you like freezing up. Okay. All right, so what y'all got on this? I'm about to look up these definitions. Let me put something on the board for you. Let me see. Here's the problem. Behavior and attitude are being paired with physical. Yeah. Behavior and attitude. Well, I mean, shouldn't your behavior and attitude be age appropriate? Oh, wait, you say something about the age, too. Hold on. As to say my age has something to do with my behavior. Well, I mean, let's throw a little bit of scripture in there. You know, when I was a child, I spake as one. But when I became a grown man, you know what I mean, I put away childish things. I mean, talk to me. Help me out. I don't know. John, I think you froze again, John. Go ahead, Jack. Yeah, he froze again. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I got a video for that. Absolutely, Will. Right. Right, come on. Yeah, what we doing? What we doing about? Let me see. Aren't the young Nazareth things that we older people are afraid of? Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm afraid, but yeah, my niece, she be teaching me all kind of stuff about social media, what's that, TikTok. I can't think of the other one. I forgot. There's one way to do with the video. She be Snapchat, that's it. Snapchat. She be teaching me all kind of stuff like that. I mean, I've been working with kids for 15 years, so I learned stuff not with this route I got now, but like some of the high school students, the middle school students I have teaching me stuff all the time about, you know, just certain things. And thank you. I like to sit and talk to them because, you know, it is good to sit and learn. See, I learn from everybody. It's good to sit and learn from the young folks because I'm like, man, what is it that y'all into? Because there's a lot of stuff that y'all into I ain't never even heard of. Like, it's some little dance. One of them was trying to teach me this dance. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I can't be doing all that. I don't know. I can't do all that. He's trying to teach me a dance. No. I got TikTok. I ain't never did Snapchat. I don't be having the time though. That's what it be sometimes. I don't have the time to be on all of that. All right, I got some more definitions. I got it. Let's go. Integrity. No, I got that coming to you. There it is. Hey, I had something else to go with integrity, too. It'll be something else to go with. Okay. All right, there it is. We got both for the definitions of integrity and dependable. Let's see. Bring them all in. So I'm going to put this on the board. Alright, is this integrity? Yeah, there it is. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness, the state of being whole and undivided. I don't know, what you got on that? In class tonight, y'all. We're in class tonight, y'all. But what does that really mean to us when we are being in relationships? Let's see what we got here. No fair, Jazzy. You looking at my soul. D, go somewhere. Okay, he said now. That brings in our view of maturity. What do we call mature? Right. So let me ask, Will, you thinking maturity could be something that, you know, that we have to define ourselves? Because I'm with you. If you're saying that, I'm with you. Something that we might have to define ourselves, because a lot of people, honestly, let me take this down real quick, because honestly, I will say this. A lot of people have their own opinions and stuff away where things is anyway. Like, I knew of a lady that she believed that the only way a man could love her is if he knocked her out. If he put hands on her, that's the only way she felt safe and secure being with that man, knowing that, you know, he put hands on her. Very sad. Very. Oh, D, okay. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like some people have strange definitions of things. Right. Really? Wow. Let me give you this one right here. Dependable. Whoa, I'm clicking on the wrong thing. Hold on now. All right, this is it right here. No, that's the wrong one. That ain't it. That was it? Oh, I'm tripping. I'm looking at something else. All right, okay. Go ahead and read it, Jack. We in class. Read it. That's Google. That's what I'm saying. That's Google. Google, y'all ain't Y'all ain't nothing for this. How y'all gonna just do that, Google? Come on, they already messed us up with this crap right here talking about if someone who behaves appropriately and doesn't throw a temper tantrum in heat. You know what I'm saying? No. See, I know you gonna say that. Oh, okay. So what y'all do? What do y'all do? See, that's what I'm talking about. You're an angel. You're an angel. Let me think a little bit of, what's her name? I can't think of her name, but she got this song where she be singing, My Angel. My Angel. What's her name? Anita Baker. Let's see what we got. Okay, I'm gonna get to you, Mr. D. I see you. You in the queue. I'm gonna get to you. Let's see what else we got over here. That could be because that's what they saw in their household growing up. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So people, they got their own, you know, definition of, you know, things or whatever. But you know, we just on this show tonight, we trying to give a classroom definition, and man, Google is doing a bad job. I gotta dig into some Oxford. I should have went to Oxford or something, cause boy, Google messing up. Let's go to D real quick, see what D got on us today. Go ahead, D. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Hope everybody's feeling as good as I look. What's up, Big John? All right. How you doing, Miss J? I'm glad Miss Jazzy decided to put the camera on. Had me panicking. I thought she was on the most wanted list or something. Hey, man, but hey, but see, when you get to be 300 years old like me, and I'm going to have to write Google a letter, I am a trusted old dog. I'm scratching them fleas behind my ear now. Hey, but you know, I like that definition they threw up there about maturity. When you break it all down, when it comes to a relationship, I'm going to give the whole human race benefit of a doubt. Okay, here's the percentage. 99.999.9.5% of the human race that gets in a relationship is not ready. They still bouncing off Google's definition of immaturity. And, you know, like, after you've been around as long as I have, chasing dinosaurs up and down 38th Street, you know, you get to see a whole lot. And I see it in young people. I see it in old people that wish they were young. And I see it in those invisible young people that think they old. You see, there, if you notice, a lot of young women today, that's right, Ms. Kelly, I'm on your side now.
Jazzy got all these fans. He got these fans.
You see, a lot of young people today, especially the young girls today, they are running off of that deal where if they ain't got a thug, they're slapping and knocking them around, they ain't got nobody that love them. And then
right.
When they finish with that thuggish relationship and they run into a real man to treat them like they're a lady and not an old scallywag, they run from him like he's got the plague because they don't know how to handle it. And I'm going to sit back, man, and feast up off this Pepsi right here because I want to make sure all my dentures and teethuses fall out.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. All right, so, man, let's go back to it. A trusty old dog is someone or something who is reliable and trustworthy or who can be counted on. We're going to stop right there. This is why.
That's 100% correct.
This is why
correct, 100%.
Tonight, though, is a show that challenges. Go ahead, D.
Well, see, that's one thing that Google forgot to put up there. They forgot to put by trusted old dog. They forgot to put Mr. D in a picture of me scratching behind my ear. Yeah, boss, I'm going to sit back and feast off of y'all for a little while. I'm going to see if I can get these ticks away from behind my ears because I'm a good old dog. All
right. All right, D. That Pepsi getting to him tonight. Right, or the vanilla Pepsi. All them Pepsi. I used to knock them down back in the day, though. But anyway, this is why tonight you got to ask yourself these questions. And you can't BS yourself, for real, because thank you, relationship is a highly reflective mirror. Okay, and so whatever it is that you're going to BS yourself on, like, oh, I got my stuff together, it'll come out in your partner. It'd be like, oh, man, like, I got the hard heads together, but we still bumping heads over here. We not. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. I want to ask both of y'all. Okay, so in like your recent relationships, former relationships and marriages, would you say that the immaturity was equal on both parts, or somebody was more immature than the other? Come on, this your steak and potatoes. No. Wait, how are we going to plead the film when somebody wanted us to get away from the soup and the salad, and now we got to get into the steak and the potatoes? Okay, I'm just thinking, I'm not asking, like, what was the games that was being played, but just, you know, the immaturity. On up, Jazzy. On up. Here's a question. No, you ain't got to say what it is. You ain't got to say, like, the games or whatever comes being played. Just, you know. Most definitely. Insult on top. To answer your question, Sharia, absolutely. Everybody needs to know how to pay the bills because, you know, let's say, you know, one person is physically not able no more to do the bills or whatever, or mentally not able to do the bills no more. The other party got to take over. Wait, where you go, John? Well, I was about to come to John. I really do believe that, because even like in situations where there may be a breakup, you know, the other person got to, you know, if they had bills and stuff together, the other person going to have to take their portion of the bills, and now you got to start paying them bills. If not, you're going to foreclose, or you might, your car might get repo because you're not keeping up with the bills. Oh, so when your man he start paying the bills, you gonna be right there with him when he pays the bills. Oh, you gonna be the one. Are you gonna teach him about the bills though? What? Okay. Okay. I'm kind of like that too, cause John, I had a story similar to John's that I know a guy. He gave his girl the money to pay bills, and he came home. The sheriff was at his house talking about you've been evicted. So I remember that too. The sheriff came, like, you got to go, partner. He's like, I've been giving him money. You're right. She wasn't paying the bills. Ladies, ladies, y'all looking bad, ladies. I mean, that's the second story we heard about a woman not paying the bills. What's going on? Right, okay. I know a couple guys that do. And John, you know them too. You know them too, John. I just can't say their name on this show. but John, back to you. You ain't scot-free. I need to hear from you, John. In your former relationships and marriage, who, you know what I mean? Was there equal balance of immaturity? Or was some more mature than others? Now, I'm going to answer before you. In some relationships I was in, yes, I was more immature than a mug. I ain't going to even lie. Wait, hold on. We not ask. Did I ask you why? I come back to that in a minute. Go ahead, John. Daddy's trying to put somebody on blast. Well, I'm talking about something like being immature to where it's tearing the relationship apart. Right, right, exactly, exactly. Daddy trying to put somebody on blast. You know what? I can think of a relationship right now about, 2021. This was about 10 or 11 years ago. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. See, and then with the crazy part, you know, I've always, for the most part, I've always dated older women. And I was like, how old was I? I was like 27, 28. And she was like 34, 35. And it's just, I don't know. We just stayed on games with each other, like this game. Like, I can't get into some game we used to play, but it just stayed on game. And, like, since I was 27, 28, that was right up my alley at the time. So I was like, all right, you ain't going to beat me. You ain't going to get me in this one. You got me the last time, but I'm going to get you this time. And then, you know, just after a while, it was like, all right, we just did too much. We did too much. It's time to go on the call it quit. You know what I mean? Time to call it quit. Yeah, just, you know, just a little silly stuff we were doing, you know. Get mad, and you know how to get mad, and don't call, don't text or nothing. Come on. Games. Why are we getting mad and not calling and not texting? Or games. You know what I'm saying? Games. Let me see, what D got going on? In a relationship at a young age is not right. Well, I don't know what he's talking about. He's going to come on and explain that. Age does not make you mature. Oh, I agree. Age is not. But, I mean, that's just what we own. It's just really just a lot of little childish stuff, you know, quite like I always talk about in relationship questions that I don't know, questions that really irk me. Who driving and who gonna pay? I hated those questions. Like, well, it was serious. Yeah, how long did I date her? About, yeah, we dated about a year. But I mean, we was beyond dating. We kind of lived together, so it was like, man, I hate these questions. Like, why do we have to go? Hey, you want to go down to this restaurant this weekend? Like, yeah. Who going to pay it? Who going to drive? I don't know. It just seemed like it just messed up the whole thing. And then I'm like, yeah, if I'm asking, then I got it. We ain't even got to ask who going to do all that. Yeah, here's another question. No. We normally had it covered who was going to pay, because thing is, I'm like, thing is, whether she didn't have the money or not, I know I was always had the money, so, and I'm like, I'm not about to be looking like Boo Boo the Fool. They got the money to go eat, but, that's it, the game. Somebody said facts. Oh, yeah, age does not make you mature. Now, let's get to Jazzy, since I told mine, okay, why? Your why. Why? Oh, now why what? Nah. That's what I'm talking about. We ain't going to be on these games. We on games. Jazzy wants steak and potatoes, but... You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to season these steak and potatoes. She wanted with seasoning, but I ain't putting no seasoning on these steak and potatoes. You got to eat these raw. Okay. Your immaturity. Why were you immature in your relationship, since you want to ask me that? Yeah. That's kind of what it was in mine. Yep. Whoa. Somebody's dog barking. Didn't you used to have a dog, John? Yeah, because I remember you were talking about a dog. Oh, look at him. Look at him. He your killer. What he about to kill? What he about to kill? What is that thing about to kill? Ah! Okay, Jazzy just made me laugh on that one. All right, well, we back on you, Jazzy. Okay, we back on. You know, I ain't gonna lie. Them little small dogs, they will bark. They will bark a person away, though. They'll bark you away. They will bark you good for real. All right. Hey, Big Head, you ain't never read the Hey, Big Head text. Oh, hey, Jazzy, ooh, Jazzy getting deep, y'all. She getting deep. Steak and potatoes, y'all. Come get it. We're going to put some Lawry's seasoning on it. We're going to put a little Lawry's on there for you. I'm about to play something for y'all. I won't play Nephew Tommy tonight. I know that's your favorite. I know that's your favorite video, but I know I got to break your heart this week, Jazzy. I can't play your favorite video. Okay, just make sure you have that 250. All right, so we're gonna play some, because I think John, you was talking about hair decks and bonnets or something, wasn't you, John? Oh, I think he froze up. All right, we got a little song for you right here. Come on, teach. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Teach. Teach. It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Krishnamurti. All right. Back. Shout out to Monique. And Monique was right. And I remember posting up about this a couple weeks ago when it first happened. And, oh, man, the ladies really just go in on me. Talking about, I'm going to wear my body. Hold on. Let me do something. I'm going to set something up for you. But, yeah, I'm going to wear my body, you know, especially if it's a day I ain't really feeling like, you know, washing my ass. Okay. If it's a day I ain't really feeling like wiping my ass and, you know, douching my snatch, I'm going to wear my body. All right, okay, maybe not the deuce part, but seriously, these are some of the arguments that was being thrown at me and some of the other men that came on there, and I'm like, man, since when do we get here? Let's go back to the definition of immature, not fully developed. You are, come on, man. Look what Monique's saying. She's saying, I'm not saying that you don't have any pride. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you nasty anything, but she was saying that with your outside representation, it's showing that someone will have to ask you, do you have any pride? Do you have any, you know what I'm saying? What do you have about yourself? She's like, I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about you, but I'm just saying I'm letting you know that Auntie Monique loves you and care about you as a black woman. Let's go back to mature again. Maturity is the ability to live up to the responsibilities of love, of a love relationship. And this means being dependable. It means keeping your word. It means living up to your relationship like your word really means something. Dependability equates with personal integrity. Oh, no, let's read some more. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. What is moral about wearing a bunny? We're going to get on the men, too. We're going to get on the men, sagging pants, do-rag. You got swish and sweets, blunts in the corner of your ear. We're talking about maturity tonight. Are you mature enough to be in a relationship? How's that maturity when you, I mean, you say, I'm saying, well, I don't really care what nobody say. This is what I'm going to do. But I'm like, man, you just not represent yourself, but you represent the people. You represent the people. If you're in a relationship with a man, you represent that man. Let me bring John back in. You got on there, John? Whoa, you cutting up. You cutting up, John. No, I was joking on the cooch part, but it was when they said that certain days Yeah, like if I ain't really feeling it, you know. I think some was talking about it too. Well, it's an airport. You want to be comfortable as possible. You want to know what I wear just to be comfortable. Everything is about being comfortable. One thing I hate doing is taking off my belt. So I don't wear pants with belts. I wear all every time I know I'm about to fly. I make sure I grab my sweatpants because I hate taking off my belt because they're gonna ask you take that belt off. You got to take your shoes off, take your hat off all day. I get tired of taking off stuff anyway. I'm like, one last item to take off, I'm going to wear these sweatpants. That's it. Do as you damn well please. Yeah, you on blast. Put them on blast. Plenty of black women. Plenty of black women didn't like that. They didn't like that. But then they want to know why they ain't got no good man. Why they ain't got no good man, or why they keep running the same relationships, struggles, and problems that they have, because maybe the way you're dressing, that energy, that negative energy is drawing those type of men to you. You cutting up a little bit. I remember buying Dr. J shoes. I make you jump or no higher than those pro. Your pro kids. I already know what that is. That was before my time. I remember pro wings. That was before my time. Then pro kids. Think someone is going to rent to you. Yeah, that's a good one. Some people won't rent you coming in there looking like that. Jazzy might get talk on that, speak on that a little bit. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one fan is like a mindset that go along with them pajamas. Get back to John when I was talking about the not washing their coops. Okay, I have been around women that's been in them pajamas, and literally you can tell they did not, take a shower. So it's like being in the pajamas and taking a shower and being in the pajamas and not taking a shower is two totally different things. Like, okay, if you're going to wear the damn thing, at least make sure you have invested in Vagisil or Summer's Eve. Okay? At least make sure you've invested in it. Oh yeah. It's yours. Dead. Right. Now you make me think this is a trick question, and you got me on camera, and people know I ain't got a problem with saying, I ain't got a problem with saying what's on my mind. Wait, I would have to think about it. I'll have to give it some thought, because I just can't, like if she a good friend of mine or whatever, I would pull her to the side, we would talk. But yeah, if she ain't really no good friend, I probably wouldn't even say nothing to her, because I'm like, nah, this can go bad. This can really go bad if I get to talking to her about her snacks or whatever. And what if this woman got a man? This can really go bad. Somebody can end up dead. So I'm like, no, the authorities, y'all do that. The head people, y'all do that. But, yeah, if this was a personal friend of mine, I would ask what's going on, if there's like a, now I was told yesterday that the person could have like a bacteria. But they say a lot of times when women got bacteria, they tend to smell a little bit down there. Is that true, Daddy? Well, Jazzy ain't even paying attention. We in class. Oh, okay. No, a lot of times when, they say a lot of times when a woman may have a bacteria infection or something down there, she might be a little stronger than normal. Okay. So I'm wrong, right. So that means that, yeah, so that means if John was smelling salmon, he should have went and got the eggs. Some croquette that mug. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What she say? I was in a situation like that where I talked to my coworker about it. Right, that's what I'm saying. You could, you know, just pull him to the side and talk to him. If, you know, if you, like, you know, cool with that person, you can talk with you and see what's going on. But, like, if I ain't really got that type of relationship with you, you know, it could probably turn into a situation, a really bad situation. Would you, Jazzy? Okay. Oops. That's how my mother taught me. She, you know, when you out at about, I remember I used to be out there running, playing ball, all that, then get in the car, you ain't go to church, call me out right there. Yeah, that's so many times getting embarrassed. Like, no, we gonna learn how to get this problem straight, because I ain't trying to get embarrassed no more. You know, mama they called me musty a couple times in church. Like, boy, you musty. You need to wash. You need to wash. You just like, you can't say that to your mama, so you just like. Charlie, yeah, and that's another thing. My mother, that she used to say this, you know, about, she was like, when you leave the house, you know, make sure you look presentable. Like, say if you might get caught in an accident or whatever, they got to carry you out, and your drawers got shit stains in them. Come on, get it works, and they might have to. And she's like, you might get in an accident where they might have to rip your pants up off you, and you're gonna be down to your bare naked drawers, and you got. My mom, she didn't curse. She didn't curse. But yeah, like you got some skid marks. Yeah, how that's gonna make you feel? Because she told me she said she was at the scene of an accident one time, and she said that she saw the ambulance. They were taking this guy on a stretcher, and she said, you know, that too, but she said she heard somebody say, that's a damn shame, because she didn't know whether they was talking about his skin marks or the fact that they had to take this man, you know, this man was hurt, unconscious, they had to take him in the ambulance. But somebody had hollered out, that's a damn shame. Oh man, wash their hands at least once or twice a day. Okay, sorry. Here we go, here we go. On out. Let's go to the phone queue real quick. All right. Go ahead, Shark. All right.
So, tied with what Jazzy was saying about how she raised her daughter, about she would tell them if they had an older, she would tell them herself. Unfortunately, we have babies raising babies. So the parents is not keeping their hygiene together. So they're not teaching their children to keep their hygiene together. But then you can have situations where I know a situation where the mother hygiene is together and she does everything that she possibly can to keep her daughter hygiene together. But it's just like the daughter is just lazy. And I just don't know what is up with this generation of kids. It's like they are very technology smart, but when it comes to common sense, they don't have common sense at all. So when they say how you was raised and how you try to raise your children, sometimes your children just do not get it. I have seen it firsthand where you get in the shower, stay in the shower 10, 15 minutes. Your child will get in the shower for 5 minutes, and you'll be like, I know you did not wash how you needed to wash in 5 minutes. You need to get back in the shower. So I just don't know what's going on with the younger generation of kids, but it's like it's babies raising babies. But my grandma always taught me a woman can sit down and smell herself in between her shirt, but you should smell yourself before anybody else smells you. Then with that comment where you said, Jackie said, have you ever had to tell a woman? I had to tell the man his hygiene once again.
Wow.
So that's a question to Jazzy. Has she ever been with a man? Ask her, has she ever been with a man who she had to tell that man that his hygiene went together when?
I was just about to ask her that question, too. I was going to ask Jazzy that. Go ahead, Jazz, you had to think about it. Because that's what I was going to ask. I really want to ask the women, okay, ladies that's in the chat room, have you ever been with a man where his balls stink? Okay? Because I really want to know. I really want to know, have you ever been with a man that had funky balls? Because, or have you ever spelt a man with funky balls or whatever? You know, did you tell him about using some gold bond? You know what I'm saying? Did you tell him about some gold bond or something? You know, I say that anti-shaving, they call it like shaving stuff. I don't use none of that mess. I don't use none of that. Okay, she said she had. Okay, what was your question, Jazzy? I'm gonna ask her, and then she'll give you the answer. Shar, did you hear that? Because she might be watching on both. Did you hear the question, Shar? No, she hung up. She hung up. Okay, all right. Okay. The coworker was female. Sorry, if you since you back on, she asked, was it harder to tell the man or the woman? Now, I say this, though, when it comes down to kids, I ain't never had no problem telling no kids, especially a little boy. Oh, bruh, we got to get in that shower, and we got to scrub them down. I ain't never had a problem with telling kids, I don't play with that, because, you know, I'm going to tell you, thing is, I've been scrub them down, because thing is, I've had women, I've had single moms. Like, hey, can you talk to my son about washing his ass? I've had that. Moms from churches, moms, you know, different organizations and groups I was in, they were really coming to me like, can you do me a favor? I'm like, what's that? My son, he don't really like to wash his ass. You know, he's a teenager, and, you know, he just thinks, you know, he want to be macho and bask in his, you know, in his funk. I go over there and talk with him. I had to talk with him. Now, when some of the stuff I say to him may not have been orthodox, but I had to talk with him, okay? You know, I remember I talked with this one kid. I was like, you ain't going to never get no pussy if you don't wash your ass. I mean, I told him, like, I was like, do you ever want some? He was like, yeah, you know. Yeah, it worked because the thing is, he thought it was macho. He thought it was macho not to wash his ass. And I was like, no. I'm like, do the women like you? Well, they don't really come up and tell me like that, but when I'm out on the court, they be hollering for me because, you know, I'm out there dunking. I'm yoking on the boys, you know what I'm saying? I'm shooting shades and all that. I'm like, but you not washing your ass, though, young man. He's like, okay, all right. Because what his mom told me is that he would take a shower like once or twice a week. I was like, no, we can't do that, player. We're not doing no once or twice a week, player. We're doing once or twice a day. How about that? We're not doing once or twice a week. So after I had to talk, mom's hit me up and was like, hey, he in there washing, and not only that, he spraying the smell good. Because I told him, like, man, when you come around these women, man, you got to be your best self. You got to be your best you when you come around these women. So get the smell good and all that. Oh, she's back in cute. Okay, let me go back over there. All right, go ahead, Shark.
Well, to answer Jazzy's question, for me, neither one of them was hard, the male or the female, because I addressed it to the point where I did it with no judgment and compassion, if that makes sense. Like with my coworker, it was more so of a, like, mildew, moldy smell, so it was like she would wash her clothes, and I don't know where she, like, she wasn't drying her clothes outside, so you know how sometimes you can wash your clothes and it dry, and if the space is hot, it gives your clothes like that mildew, moldy type of smell. So with her, it wasn't like a musty funk, but it was like a mildew, moldy funk. Come to find out, she didn't have a washer and dryer, so she was washing her clothes, and she was hanging them up to dry. So they was giving her, like, the moldy smell, if that makes sense. So with her situation, yeah. I didn't stay too far from her. So I just told her whenever she wanted to go and wash, I would take her to the laundromat, and we would, you know, to help her wash her clothes or anything with that situation with my coworker. And after I had that talk with her, she never had that issue again. Now, with the dude, I addressed that situation like, you know, you just came from outside, baby. You were a little sweaty, you know, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, you need to go in, freshen up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Or even if we was in the mix, well, baby, you know you just came from outside. You know you need to go in there. Or, baby, let's take a shower together. We can get in there together, not to make it, you know what I'm saying, hurt his feelings or nothing like that. But I always approached it to the point where not to be, you know what I'm saying, blunt and bold with the situation.
You had a follow-up question. Hold on, don't go nowhere. You had a follow-up question, Jazz?
Yeah, you had a follow-up question. Hold on, don't go nowhere.
You had a... Shari, she said with the female coworker, does the smell and the approach make a difference? Like she said, you said the girl had like a moldy smell, but what about if she had a hair like a salmon smell, a fishy smell?
Okay, well, Jazzy, within that situation, I still would approach the situation. You know what? It depends. It depends on the coworker, because you know how you can work with people and you know you can approach a person and they not be offended, or you can approach a person and it all, sometimes it can be the females. You know how you can approach a person and you know that they're going to take it the wrong way. Now, within that situation, that's an HR situation, because in a lot of companies, you have HR situation where if a person is having issues with their hygiene, you take it to management, and management is supposed to approach a person about the hygiene so it won't be a conflict of interest in the workforce. You know what I mean, Jazzy? But if I feel like that's a person who I can approach about the situation and approach her to the point, you know what I'm saying, where I could do it in a compassionate way, then I would approach the person versus having somebody approach them just that's going to be heartless and, you know what I'm saying, just rude and don't care about it. But I just can say it depends on the female and how I feel like that female is going to respond when I approach them.
Okay. All right, thank you, Shari. Let's go to D. D said he back here. Go ahead, D.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to say, man, was I don't, you know, there's several reasons why a woman have a smell. There's several reasons why. And sometimes women, like men, become nose blind. Okay, you know what I mean by that? Is they get so used to smelling that smell until they themselves can't even tell that they cutting up like that.
Facts.
Now I know there's a little known syndrome that most men that are bus drivers and truck drivers, come on, Jazzy, quit twitching up your nose like that. There is a little syndrome that truck drivers, bus drivers, and guys that drive a lot, it's called sweaty ball syndrome. And if you're sitting on leather more than 4 to 6 hours, you're going to get that sweaty ball syndrome. Now, you can clean
hold
it up
on.
All
hey,
you
D.
want to, but
D.
when you bail up
D.
off
D.
of that
hold
bus,
on.
You better go to the
D.
nearest washroom and help yourself
D.
out.
D.
Because, see, there's a lot of creams.
Man, hold on. I'm about to mute. I got to mute.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out. Stop it. Stop it.
You about to get muted, D. You about to get muted, D. Because, number one, okay, I am a bus driver. Why are you spilling the beans? Why are you spilling the beans, D?
Wait a minute.
But he is telling the truth, though. If you sit down that bus,
wait a minute.
Because the winter, you got that heater. We got a heater that sits.
Hang on now. We about to get gangsta up through here. I'm getting ready to hit the 3D button on the TV and come after you now. but on the real tip, when I was driving Indigo bus, public transportation, those are leather seats. And when those drivers get up out of those Indigo seats, come out that front door so I can go in. A lot of times I had to hold my nose to get on the bus. But, you know, these brothers, they really knocking it down. I mean, they clean, sharp, and everything. No matter how much Johnson baby powder you put on, now that they done found out it makes cancer, you still going to have that 4 to 6 hour sweaty ball syndrome. Now, when we talk about, are you mature enough for a relationship? Are you mature enough for a friendly relationship? Like, hey, look here, Cornball Willie, you just got up out of that bus seat. And you knocking me down, baby. Won't you go on and handle that real quick? Because, see, when I was driving the Indigo bus, I used to have my Lysol, my air freshener, and I had my sanitizer because some of them drivers had that sweaty ball syndrome. They're out there grinding and making that money.
That's what I do.
And they
too.
Was killing me when I had to relieve them. They'd be killing me. I'd be all laid up against the wall, the fence. I'm like, hey, help a brother out. Help a brother out. and you know, even the little passengers, the public, when they get on, I used to tell the brothers when I was driving at 39 out there in Gangster Paradise, what they call the third world from 38th and Franklin going east. I used to tell them, I said, hey, bro, come on, man, you're killing me, man, with them railroad tracks in the back of your boxers, man. Do something. Oh, don't worry about it, OG, you just old school. I said, no, I'm new school. Do something with your personal hygiene. You know, now that relationship right there was like a friendship relationship. It wasn't like lady and man relationship. You know, I mean, but you know, sometimes you gotta, and like Miss Kelly said, sometimes you gotta be careful how you approach certain individuals about that BO. Because if you're on a job in a professional situation, they can call in on you and HR come down on your head with a jackhammer. Because I had one cat right there, 42nd and Midhoffer. I mean, Midhoffer. Yeah, that's Heifer. I was rolling through on the 39th on my inbound trip. I'm going to tell you, the cat smelled like reefer, railroad tracks, funkalistic arms, and you know, he got on the bus, and I had like about three or four women sitting on the bus, and they all, oh, Mr. Bus Driver, do something, please. I got up, I sprayed my air freshener around, and the dude hollered, hey, OG, are you trying to say I stink? I said, brother, if you don't smell that, you need to see a doctor. Hey, I'm gonna quit talking about the public, man, and go and knock down this Pepsi. Y'all got a great little thing going, but you had to understand the. No, you don't do that in the break. When you rolling for 2 hours straight, Miss Kelly, when you rolling that bus for 2 hours straight and you don't get a break to the end of the line, if you rolling from Myers East to the airport, by the time you get from Myers East to the airport, you done got about 30-something people and all that stuff is hitting you. You driving with your head hanging out the window.
That's about
they killing
Myers
you.
Myers East, that's about 45 to an hour drive. If you coming from
you're looking at
the airport, that's damn.
Yeah, you're looking at like about a 2 hour run.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's like, man.
You know, if you ever get a chance to ride the 39 East, ask some of them old riders about Mr. Majestic. And they'll tell you, boy, that dude will spray you down. If you come in that bus resounding, he going to spray you. It ain't no two words about it. Hey, I'm going to knock down a Pepsi real quick. I get with y'all in the short.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Now, this is what I'm going to say. Is that, yes, everything he said is absolutely correct. I'm a bus driver, not just a school bus driver. I drive for a few other companies, or I have a few other companies. And it's one particular company, oh, my God, we had to switch buses, okay? The buses stayed in rotation 24 hours, and we had to switch them. And it used to piss me off when my supervisor, I mean, he probably didn't know who was driving the bus, but I'm like, it's this one certain driver. I don't want to take the bus from him because this dude had B.O. like a mug. Like, his seat and the steering wheel all smelled just like him. So after a while, I started carrying my own sprays and wipes. But one time, you know, he kind of felt some type of way because when I got on, I was like, ooh, it's like it hit me so hard. Oh, and like I hopped off the bus. I'm like, I'm not about to sit down. I'm not about to sit down. I was like, I had to ask one coworker I know used to carry Lysol and handy wipes. I was like, bro, can I use your Lysol and handy wipes right now? Because I got to wipe this seat down and spray, you know, wipe around the steering wheel because I ain't trying to sit in this. Seriously, it was bad. Like, man, I can't do this, bro. That's why, you know, I hate to say it, but after that pandemic, they got it where they keep the bus filled with Lysol, handy wipes, disinfectant spray. You ain't gonna never go without now. It's a new little thing going on. Hold on, let me see what we got going on. Well, I know driving a motor coach, we could refuse passengers if the hygiene was too bad. See? Well, you know, come on, you already know the rule when it comes down to the kids. You can't refuse no kid. You can't refuse no kid to get on that bus. Like, I done had kids that even go to them schools. I had kids don't even go to them schools. I had to let them on the bus because there's a kid at the bus stop. I'm like, did you go to this school? I don't know. I'm like, well, go on to the office. They'll figure out where you're supposed to go once you get there. So what y'all got? What y'all got on that? But you know what? It's good, though, because it's good that we own it because that really is a part of maturity. And Mr. D, he made a great point about, like, some people getting in relationships and they know they get accustomed to that because I know married men and women that have these type of smells. I'd be like, man, I know their husband smelled it or I know their wife smelled it, but, you know, they've been together for years. Come on. You know what I'm saying? This is a guy I work with. Come on. And this is a part of maturity. Like, you really want you a good man or a good woman, but you don't want to wash your hands. Come on, cleanliness is at the forefront. We've got to really, I mean, like, for real, like, if this is what you want and if this is what you desire, we got to put the necessary work into it. Washing your behind is part of it. Not only that, your health. Come on, that's why do I promote real men drink water? You know what I'm saying? If you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you can't, what was that? I forgot what I say. What do I say? I forgot my own sayings. But yeah, you can't do that. You can't use your third leg. You can't use your third leg if you ain't drinking water. Come on. What year you graduate, John?
Yeah, 95. What grade was I in 95? I think I was just going into sixth grade.
I don't remember, but I mean, I do know stories like that, though, where kids have killed themselves, even grown-ups, you know, killed themselves because of how people treated them. But, yeah, we're getting close to the end of the show, and we want to shout out everybody that's viewing and watching us tonight. We appreciate it. Feel free to donate and to cash out so we can further this program along. Also, please subscribe. If you're not a subscriber on our YouTube, come on, we're trying to grow these numbers. Go ahead, hit that button and just subscribe so you can hit the notification bell so you will know when we are live. So let me hear from everybody. What's some of your final thoughts, Ms. Jazzy? Glad to see you back on camera. Absolutely. Facts. Let me holler at you. Okay, go ahead. Let me pull this up for you. You need me to put it up on the board? This classroom right here. This is classroom. Come on. Yes, sir. Let's see if D got anything else. D, did you chuck down that Pepsi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do like James Brown. I'm gonna hit it and quit. Okay, maturity is a thing that has to come to you. You know, everybody does not have it. All the parents don't teach it to their kids. And Jazzy, I'm getting ready to get a 5-bedroom house. And since you're a property manager, give me a Godfather deal. Big John, love you, man. Love you, T. Hey, you too, Jazzy.
Love you,
and
bro.
Remember, pass the word around to somebody, because this show is a hot show, whether they want to admit it or not.
Yes,
and as Rush Limbaugh would say, everybody's wrong and Mr. D's right.
I appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. All right, now, okay, I'm gonna close this thing on out. Shout out to Jazzy and John. We'll see you next week. I'm gonna say this as I close this thing out today. This is gonna be a part two. We're gonna do part two. Got to do a part two next week. because, yeah, there's so many other things that we didn't really get a chance to get on because, yeah, we stayed on this hygiene thing. And I think it's important that we stay on it because there's some other things that we talked about. I mean, there's some other things that we didn't even get a chance to even hit on. Like, let's go back to the man. Let's go back to the funky ball man. You were the man that's got funky balls. Okay, this man is part of the reason why the woman might have a bacterial infection. Hello? We're going to close this thing out right tonight. If you were the man that's got funky balls, I don't say this guy's funky balls, but if he just not, if he's not in the mood or he don't, he's not showering himself, he's not washing himself, then you know what? I mean, the thing is that he can potentially, if he lay down with you, insert himself into you, he could potentially give you an infection. So, you know, we really got to get on that because this thing is, you know what I'm saying, it's like it's going to cause people to get sick. You don't know why? Because the skin is your major organ. And if we are nasty, not clean, and we are touching each other, kissing each other, then now that can cause ourselves to potentially have an infection, bacteria. So we gotta do part two next week. Also, communication, and maturity in communication. Hey, Jazzy wanted me to put myself out. Well, I'm gonna put myself out. I'm gonna put myself out there. Look, Tyron Joe. Yes, he may be the host of a podcast show. But when it comes down to communicating with the lady, he fails sometimes in that department. Hold on, wait. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you back up here. Wait. Why we got the thumbs down? Hold on, here we go. I'm listening. No, but the thing is, I'm being open and honest tonight. Okay, I know that, yeah, that's been one of my downfalls. I may be a podcast host, and for years, I thought I know how to communicate and talk to people. But, in the department with the ladies, I kind of do have a cutoff. And sometimes I might cut you off if we talking. I might turn a deaf ear to you sometimes if you're saying something that's rubbing me the wrong way. But you know what? I'm working on that, though. That's the whole point of this podcast. That's why Mr. D said it's one of the hottest podcasts because we're going to be transparent around it. Hello. We're going to be transparent. Man, shout out to Dwayne. He up here laughing. I don't know what he's getting. Probably I'm saying some crazy stuff. But, yeah, that's it. So you've been telling me for years that I had problems, communication problems, huh? Really? Okay. All right. We're going to talk about that later. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Give me tap on the site. All right. Okay. Don't get slammed. Y'all, the thing is, y'all be liking it. Y'all be wanting me to, pick you up and slam you. Y'all like it, for real. Oh, wait, I'm getting smacked around. And the last time I got smacked around. I'm going to slam you on some cotton balls. It's not going to hurt, okay? It's not going to hurt. It's a cotton ball. Come on, Dabby. Ah, more than what? All right, okay, we're going to get a... We're going to get a room full of cotton balls, all right? All right, thank you, Gabby. I'll let you. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Hey, I got to work on my communication skills. And you know what? Once I do that, you ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. But now, then I'll be like, all right, I got the communication on point. Everything else on point. Now what? But anyway. That's area that we're gonna have to get off into next week. We're gonna talk about that, we talk about maturity. Are you really mature? I've had relationships that getting back on communication, I had a relationship where the mood might be just going real good, and the lady would just say something, just throw the whole mood off. Have you had that? Have you been in a relationship like that where everything is going good, but then they just say something just like, I ain't even in the mood no more. I was about to give you the dick of your life, but you just, you know what I'm saying, you just took it to, you know what I mean, like, I'm ready to get my Bible and start praying. You ain't getting no dick tonight. We about to pray and fast tonight. No dick for you. All right, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate it. Oh, man, yo, shout out to Dwayne again, man, and the men. The men that we was able to do, the Father's Eve talk. Maybe, you know what, next week I might have some excerpts I can play from that next week. I mean, it was amazing. I'm trying to tell you. We had Imam Charles Abdullah. We had my 20-year mentor, Mr. Caffey. A lot of y'all know him from the show. Also, we had Miss D called in, and then we had Dwayne asked me from School Nine This. You know, he was in there dropping balls with all the other guys. I mean, it was really good. A nice conversation with the fellas. So check that out. It's on YouTube, and also we're gonna go ahead and play a few excerpts. But other than that, we appreciate you all for coming in. We appreciate you all for stopping by and joining the show, being a part of the conversation. That's what it's all about. You know, you telling me about, you let me know your situation. That's how we only gonna get better as a community. You know, sitting and going in on somebody else about what they done went through. That ain't no fun. Like, what you go through? All right, so that means we all done went through something together. So now we all trying to, you know, build each other up together. We trying to grow together. That's what it's all about. Thank you all for tuning in. Can't wait to see you next week. I'll see you in 7 days, 7 nights. Peace. Love you all.